This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The technology news of this Wednesday comes to us from Cupertino, California, via a big data privacy conference in Brussels, Belgium. Apple CEO Tim Cook did not hold a whole lot back today, blasting, and think about this for a minute, his colleagues in Silicon Valley as, and this is a quote, a data industrial complex, selling and profiting from your private information and mine. Cook even called for federal data privacy regulations in this country, which his audience in data privacy-friendly Europe applauded. One is obliged to ask, though, why Cook decided to speak up now, and also not for nothing, because it is a business. What's in this whole thing for Apple? From Washington Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
Tim Cook said our data are being
weaponized against us with military efficiency.
The warning comes at a convenient time for Apple. Facebook and Google face embarrassing data breaches, so the iPhone maker can say, we're different. We don't sell data. We want rules to protect it. That's how venture capitalist Gene Munster at Loop Ventures sees it.
It's a great branding opportunity for Apple, really, to position themselves as unique amongst the big tech companies in that they make money off of selling a device.
A device rather than your digital secrets and mine. But not all their money. Google, which sells targeted ads based on user data, shares a hefty penny with Apple, explains Roger Entner at Recon Analytics.
$8 billion to become the preferred search engine on Apple devices. So Apple wants to have the cake and eat it too.
After Cook spoke, Google and Facebook execs endorsed U.S. rules on data privacy that could let industry get ahead of regulators and help shape what the rules will be. Molly Land teaches law at the University of Connecticut.
Companies do want to have a seat at the table and a voice for them to wait and try to resist, I think, is probably becoming less and less viable.
The regulators are coming fast. New privacy rules in Europe impose stiff fines on tech companies that don't comply. And now California allows users to sue companies after a data breach. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.